Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
The Florida School for the Deaf and the Blind is a tuition-free state public school and outreach center available to eligible pre-K and K-12 students who are deaf, hard of hearing, blind, visually impaired, or deafblind. At FSDB, students learn how to do more, be more, and achieve more, fulfilling our vision of preparing them for a lifetime of success. FSDB gratefully accepts private donations to support vital programs that directly benefit the students and are not paid by state general revenue funds. To learn more about eligibility for enrollment or arrange for a campus tour, contact FSDB Parent Services at 904-827-2212 voice or call 904-201-4527 video phone. For more information, visit www.fsdb.k12.fl.us.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Visual impairment doesn't have to break the human spirit. Through teaching, caring, and training, and compassion, Lighthouse Central Florida gives people with sight impairment the skills that they need to achieve their full potential to live independently and maintain and improve their quality of life. These are truly life-changing programs. So call Lighthouse Central Florida today. The phone number to call is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired. Offering opportunity to achieve greater independence, Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plans, paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge at
iob-gso.com.
Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But
this is the Blind and Beyond radio show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome, welcome.
to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Yes, we have a great show for you today. And welcome. That's right. Can you all hear me out there?
It sounds very static.
Yeah, very. It sounds weird out here.
Well, look at
can
the...
Can you all hear me?
Look at the audience.
It's tremendous static going on my...
Or look at the headphones. Host. That's talk because, about weird.
That's because Sheila did something back there.
I didn't do
you
anything.
You fixed something. Now the headphones are screwed up.
I'll unplug you.
You hear it, Chris?
No, I'm fine on my end.
You're fine?
You sound
okay.
Good.
Hey, folks.
That's because he is good.
Thanks for listening today.
Oh,
we got a great
golly
show
girls.
For you today. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. That's right. That's now what we're called, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. Hey, folks.
It's okay.
Hope you can hear me loud and clear. Before we go any further, let me introduce the players because we got some players for you tonight. That's right. First, to my right, my beautiful co-host, my beautiful wife, Lynn Gold. Are you there?
I'm here. I'm here with the crazy people across from me, but I'm here.
Well, I'm telling you, these people are nuts.
I resemble that remark.
But
okay.
I'm here, and I'm glad everybody's joining us tonight, the June 9th show.
And yep. That other young lady way down the hallway.
Yonder.
Beyond her. Her name is Sheila Young, co-host. Sheila, I know you're there.
I am. Good evening, everybody. It seems like it's been forever
since
I've been here.
It does, because we didn't do the May 12th
yes.
show.
Yes.
But it's good to be here.
And next to sit, I don't even know what her, wait a minute. Sitting next to me and getting all the trouble of
she's causing
Sheila.
All the trouble.
Yeah, she's causing all the trouble. A young lady all the way from Little Rock, Arkansas. The surprise guest host is a young lady by the name of Sharon. I'm going to call her Sharon G.
Sharon G from WSB.
Sharon G from WSUB.
That everybody knows
yes.
Sharon.
Sharon, you can say hello.
Hey, guys. How are you? Hey, Michael and Lynn, Sheila. How you doing?
We
you know,
doing?
Live from the studio. I love it when I get to be live from the studio. It's much better than being dead from the studio.
There you go.
There you go.
And behind the scenes, because without...
Oh, it's your microphone.
Yeah, it's my microphone.
Maybe you're too close.
I'm too close?
Maybe.
Okay. Behind the scenes.
That's better.
Behind the glass, which we can't see, the producer, the engineer, the man with the goods, they call him Chris Shaw.
Hey, 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 hey. No, listen. Okay, so maybe your headphones are extremely loud then.
Michael, is yours doing that too?
I might be loud in your ears, so you might need to turn your headphones down just a little bit.
I hear static.
Now, let me ask this. When did all of you all become MCs or rappers? Because you got Sharon G from SWV, from WSB, right. And you got Glenn. So y'all just going in over there.
Boom, 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 boom.
Oh, my gosh. And then we have underneath the table, Sharon, why don't you introduce him?
Oh, and we have Watson the guide dog underneath the table doing what he does best, sleeping.
There you go.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
For those folks who are just turning in for the first time, wondering what this is all about, we say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. The show is called Blind and Beyond. Hope you enjoy the show. We've got a lot more coming up. But before we even begin, I want to talk about something very important to me, at least. There's a coffee company out there called White Cane Coffee Company. This coffee company employs, put it this way, all the employees are blind. That's right, blind. They have a few employees that are autistic. So you have the autistic community there, and you have the blind community. And all I can say is their coffee, Lynn and I have tasted it, tremendous coffee. And for those folks out there, I'd like to hear from some people out there that have tried the coffee. Let us hear about it. Anybody who has tasted this coffee, let us hear about it. Because I understand it's the Rolls Royce coffee of the coffee industry. And that's why I'm saying it's the Rolls Royce of the coffee industry, because it's the best. It's all natural. It's organic, it's natural, and it's fresh
Everything and it's yummy, is, Michael. Oh.
Have you tasted it?
Oh, yes.
Which flavor did you like?
All of it. Coffee's the lifeblood, but that's even better lifeblood. I mean, that's like O-positive blood right there.
So those folks out there that drink coffee, and let me just say this to you. If you're drinking coffee, whether you're sighted or you are blind, but especially you blind folks out there, people like me and Sheila and Sharon, I recommend it highly to try White Cane Coffee Company. Because, number one, as I said, it's all natural, it's organic, it's the real McCoy.
I believe we have a caller, Mike.
We have a call already on the Chris line. I just asked for people signals to call in. We got a call already.
Well, no. We got a caller, a special caller that's calling in. And give me one moment. Keep going. Let me see. Hold on one moment.
So you've tried it already, Sharon?
I have tried it, and I tell you, it is the best. I mean, it will put Folgers to shame. I mean, Folgers tastes like colored water at that point in time. But, you know, the fact that we can support a community of folks that are our family. I mean, and it's not just something, you're not just buying it just to buy it because blind people are, you know, a part of that. You're buying it because it is the best out there.
It really is, folks. When you told me, and now that it's fresh. When I say fresh, I mean
fresh. It smells
so good
when you open the bag.
The minute you open the bag, you'll see how fresh it is, because when you get it, it's only going to be, well, most of the time they make it within a day of you purchasing it, or 2 days, and you get it a week later shipped to you, so it's like a week old. And most of the coffee you're buying could be sitting on the shelves for God knows how long. And I understand the coffee that's in cans, well, that's a disgrace altogether if you're buying something in a can, because then it's really bad. They use, listen to this, the most expensive beans there are. The three types of beans. I don't know their names, but it's, you have the cheap one, which most people use. Then they have the middle of the grade. White Cane Coffee uses the most expensive bean there are. And it's all coming in from Colombia. And they have the Colombia Supreme. They have the dark roast. They have their French roast. They have, well, Lynn likes the
wee wee Mon Cherly.
The donut
shop. I like the donut shop. Yeah, that's very weak.
I like the decaffeinated. And once you try the decaffeinated coffee, believe it or not, I drank someone else's, I'll say the name, Dunkin' Donut decaf, and it was like drinking mud water compared to, okay.
We have a caller
coming in right now.
Yes.
Where are you calling in, caller? Calling in reference to the White Cane Coffee Company?
Yes, I'm calling in reference to White Cane Coffee Company.
Where are you calling in from? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, okay, my hometown, yeah.
That's nice.
There you go. So, what's your first name, caller?
First name is Iris.
Your name is Iris, okay. So, did you try the coffee?
Yes, I tried the coffee, bought it, and received it, and actually tried three of the flavors, Donut Shop, Colombian Supreme, and there was also a dark roast, and the product is superb.
It's superb.
I loved every single one that I received. We went through, and we're actually ordering more, and the coffee was wonderful. I like a strong coffee, so I preferred the dark roast and the Colombian Supreme, but the Donut Shop was also excellent.
That's weak. Weak coffee. The donut is weak.
It's on the lighter side, so if you don't like a strong coffee, the Donut Shop would be for you, but they all tasted very good. No, after, you know, sometimes you get that bitterness afterwards with the dark roast or the Colombian Supreme. None of that with this coffee. It was smooth.
Well, it was
wonderful.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Iris.
Thank you.
You're welcome. No problem.
Thank you.
The product is wonderful, and I encourage the folks out there to buy it. It's for a good cause, and they won't be disappointed with the product. It's excellent.
There you go. Listen
to
this.
Thank you very much.
To make you a salesperson. Thank you so much, Iris. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. We're going to break. Keep on listening. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. Yeah. This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number, 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone is 407-898-2483.
Does your organization struggle with making their website accessible? Monsito's all-in-one platform helps you address and fix issues like web accessibility, quality assurance, content policies, and more. Monsito's software streamlines ADA compliance. It will scan your domain to find any possible violations. In the dashboard, you will immediately get an overview of how your website is performing. Monsito uses machine learning and AI to prioritize issues, so you'll always know where to focus your efforts. Improve your website's accessibility, save yourself time, money, and potential headache. Optimize your website today. To find out more, visit Monsito.com, M-O-N-S-I-D-O.com, or call 858-281-2185.
The National Church Conference of the Blind will hold its annual church conference at the Holiday Inn Cincinnati Airport Hotel in Erlanger, Kentucky. Please join us August 10th through the 16th. You will participate in Bible teaching, workshops, tours, talent time, wonderful fellowship, and more using Braille and large print documents and hymnals. The National Church Conference for the Blind's theme this year is Why the Kingdom is the Only Way, from Ephesians 1, 2 through 14. Sunday morning worship service will be given by Dr. Enoch Williams. Spiritual messages will be presented by keynote speaker Pastor Dave Andres, Dr. Martha Moser, and Reverend Paul Weingartner. Bible teacher this year is Pastor J. Wesley Sebring. Hotel complimentary shuttle will pick you up at the airport and to and from off-site restaurants within a 5-mile radius of the hotel. Call Holiday Inn Cincinnati Airport Hotel, Erlanger, Kentucky, to make your reservations today. 859-746-5608. Only $89 per night, including continental breakfast. Join us August the 10th through the 16th. For more information, visit thenccb.com.
Dude, let me tell you about my most bodacious time at summer camp this year.
Wait, I thought you were blind.
Totally.
Me too. Hashtag BFF.
Dude, we got to do go-karts and I got to drive one. National Camps for the Blind is a program that offers free camping opportunities around the United States for children and adults who are legally blind. Some activities include archery, swimming, horseback riding, crafts, water skiing, and rappelling. To find out more, visit www.blindcamps.org.
Or call 888-213-0003.
Who doesn't love a good cup of coffee? Well, now you can have a great cup of coffee delivered right to your door. White Cane Coffee. White Cane Coffee offers small batch, fresh roasted, single origin premium coffee made from the finest premium coffee beans. Enjoy your favorite Colombian Supremo, Colombian Supremo Decaf, French Roast, High Octane, Donut Shop, and Breakfast Blend. White Cane Coffee hires and supports workers from the blind and autistic communities and donates a portion of the proceeds to various organizations for the blind. Order your White Cane Coffee today and don't forget to mention promo code RADIO to receive your special 10% discount. The best coffee is waiting for you at whitecanecoffee.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Ah, 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 ah
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Especially call in if you have something to say nice about White Cane Coffee Company. Like to hear from you. Right now, I want to turn over the show to the young lady sitting next to me. If she get off her rear end and take the show, we're talking to Miss Sharon. You're there, Sharon?
I'm here, Michael.
Okay, let's talk.
What are we going to talk about, Michael?
You're going to talk and interview our folks on the air right now.
Oh, my goodness. You're giving me a spot to do?
Absolutely.
A spot. So we have our folks here from Christian Records, and we're going to talk about the blind camps that they have. And you know, I happen to be living in Arkansas, where we have a great one. So welcome. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good. Who's this that I'm talking to?
This is Calvin Follett from Lincoln, Nebraska.
Hey, Calvin from Lincoln, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good. You want to tell us a little bit about the camps? I tell you, we have a lot of folks in Arkansas who goes to that one that's just right around the corner. And it's a wonderful, wonderful camp that's provided because it's for kids and adults. There's horse riding, there's swimming, there's boats and everything. So tell us a little bit about that and about where the camps are located.
Well, just going to tell you that we are just in the beginning of our camping season and just ramping up. I think some of the camps are already closing their application processes as the camps will start beginning. They're going to be... Name some of the states off the top of my head. Idaho, Washington State, Oklahoma, Arkansas, like you mentioned, Florida, Maine. So if you're interested, give us a call and we can give you some more information about that. It's 888-213-0003. But Sharon, I'm here to talk to you about, I'm here to talk to you about some of the other services that Christian Record offers.
Right, because there's so much beyond those camps. So go ahead and tell us a little bit about the other services that you offer.
Well, I invited Lisa to join me today. Is she available?
I am.
Hey, Leonora. I had a special guest, Leonora Ruff.
And she Leah?
Yeah, she is the a member of our board of directors at Christian Record. She chairs the Christian Record Advisory Committee. And she's a longtime member of Christian Record. And Leonora, I just wanted you to share just a little bit about your personal experience and how Christian Record has benefited you.
Thank you. Well, I had lost my vision due to retinal detachment. And I thought my life was really over because I'm a visual learner. And so I met one of my church members, and I told him how I was having a hard time with this vision loss. And he asked me, do you call Christian Record? I said, no, I don't know anything about Christian Record. So he gave me the number. I called Christian Record, and Christian Record has audio materials, and that helped me to adapt and adjust to the fact that I was a visual learner, now going to auditory, and I adjusted, and I'm doing so well today. It has helped me to participate in a lot of other things that I want to participate in.
Leah, that is such a great story, and it's just really a true testimony to what Christian Records is doing. So thanks for sharing that. And so, Leah, where are you from?
Originally, I'm from Jamaica, but I live in Atlanta, Georgia.
Hotlanta, I tell you. That is awesome. And so you know, that's really something that when you think about, you know, I lost my vision at 31 years of age. And you think about, I'm really a visual learner as well. And so you have to make those adaptations. And so, you know, there's always those gaps that you have to bridge. And that's one of the great things that Christian Records does. So as a board member, tell me a little bit, other than being the boss there, you know, and really all the people who utilize the services are the boss because they're the ones who drive it. So tell me a little bit more about what else you offer and how people can give you a call or sign up for your services. How do they find out more about you?
Yeah, our phone number to call is 888-213-0003. And our websites, if you want to sign up online, as well as our for our members to come and to get these resources, is lib.guide. I like to think of it as a library guide, L-I-B, lib.guide. And you can go there, click in the top right-hand corner, the register button, and you'll be off and running.
And so lib.guide, and you're going to go to the link for register, because most of the folks who's using your website isn't going to click on it. So yep. We are going to go to that link, and they can get signed up, and they can find out more about the services that you offer.
Correct. Or just give us a call, and we'll give you a call back at that number, 888-213-0003. And all of our services are free. And anyway, I have something unique that I'm excited about that's coming up in the next, going into next fall, and that is we're putting together right now a cookbook, and it's going to be all done in plastic, in Braille, and so it's going to be washable. You can wipe it down, and so I'm kind of excited about it, and I'm hoping that it will be very useful in the kitchen, because I know I'm always spilling on when I'm cooking or baking, which I don't do a lot of, but I'm always spilling on the cookbooks as well.
I was going to say, married? I'd be more than happy to have somebody come over to my house and cook for me. So
there you go.
Yeah, you know, I literally wrap my computer or my iPhone in cellophane when I'm out there baking. So, you know, that's a great idea to be able to do that. And so, just as a side note, besides all these other services and the camps, and so there still are maybe some spots left in some of the camps, and they can call you about that, but they can always call and find out some more information about that. And in order for them to access audio services, they can give you a call. And that was, give us the phone number and the website one more time.
Phone number is 888-213-0003. And the website is lib.guide. And when we talk about services, I like to think of them in three basic categories: Braille, large print, audio. Everything's digital, downloadable, as well as physical on the digital cartridges and Braille to the homes. Large print and Braille, we just give that away and like for you to go ahead and keep those. And so those are the basic breakdowns of those three services.
Well, Calvin, this is Lynn. Hi. I just wanted to remind everybody that there is a link to Christian Record on our website. So if they can't remember all that information, they can just go to the website and click on it and follow your instructions.
Sharon, I think we have a caller.
Oh, we have another caller? Okay.
Yep, we have a caller.
Stein Henry.
Stein Henry.
Yes, good evening.
Hi, how are you?
Where are you calling in from, Stein Henry?
I'm calling in from Stone Mountain, Georgia.
Stone Mountain, Georgia.
Georgia.
Yeah. I've just been thrown headlong into the water because I was told just call into this program, because I was interested. I am interested in Christian Record, and I was told to call the program. I didn't know why, so I said, you know what, I'm just going to step into it and see what happens.
There you go. That's what I like
to
do.
So now you stepped into it. Oh, my God.
Right. So cute.
The only thing I don't like stepping into is traffic and, you know, the other stuff that's on the ground. So.
No. Yeah, well, I can understand the extension of the metaphor, but surely I am secure. I feel delighted. I feel welcomed already, so I don't think I'm going to break anything or destroy anything. I just thought I'd come, and if you guys told me, where did you come from? I said, well, I don't know. Probably you could ask me, and I'd say, hi, hello, what's up, what's new, what are the services you offer? But I've just been told I was invited, or Dr. Leonora Ruff, I think Christian Record would know of her, as a member, told me, Stein, why don't you call in and say hello, introduce yourself, and you never know, you might meet friends.
Well, there you go, because we are a bunch of friends here.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
That's why they call us the Blind and Beyond Radio Nation.
We hope you listen every Sunday night, Stein. We're all here for you.
On what frequencies? Because I'm doing the phone thing, but I guess you have a radio frequency or a W something.
Well,
a W something.
We're on different radio stations around the country, but the best way, you have Alexa?
Yes, I have Alexa.
All you have to say, Alexa, get me radio station WOKB 1680. And she'll get you. WOKB, like boy. OKB.
OKB.
1680.
That's it.
Right to the show. 7 o'clock.
Alexa, get me WOKB 1680 from TuneIn.
There you go.
There you go. And I know somebody who's out there listening on Alexa right now, and that's okay. Kyle.
Here you are.
Look at that.
There we go.
Wow. So I got it.
Technology's amazing, I tell you. And that's one of the things that Christian Records does, is the technology side of that.
Instant gratification.
Right?
Yeah, I'm doing better than I thought. You know?
There you go. You're doing great, Stein. And so welcome to the Blind and Beyond family.
All right. Well, thank you for calling,
Stein.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, well,
keep
it's
on
a
listening.
Pleasure. Thank you very much. I will keep following. And hopefully along the way, I become familiar
that
with
will
the
be
services.
Very nice.
All right.
Feel free to call in.
All right.
Bye-bye, Stein.
Excuse me?
Bye-bye, Stein.
Take care.
You have to go.
Feel free to call
good
in.
Good night.
Bye-bye. All right.
Calvin and Lenora, are you still there?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Yes.
That was nice.
Well, there you go. You had a shout-out, so.
Very good.
So, Calvin, this is Sheila Young from Orlando. How did you get involved with Christian Records?
You're asking me?
Uh-huh.
I was in radio for about 14 years on a Christian radio network. We had radio stations in 5 time zones, and we were moving to Lincoln, Nebraska. My wife had just landed a new job, and so I was looking for an opportunity, and I am the member services studio director here at Christian Record, and so I record audiobooks and audio magazines in the studio, edit them down, and then make sure that the materials get to our members, as well as keep up our website.
Wow, that's awesome.
So I have a background.
So what do you
do
in your spare time?
So enjoy it. In the spare time, well, yesterday I was a perfect example. I did a 16-mile bike ride, so it was great weather, and I enjoy getting out and exercising.
There you go. Help us out, Michael.
Are you there?
Well, to mention just a few other services that might be of interest to some. Veterans, anyone's listening, we have the Insight for Vets solar audio player. We've put some special audiobooks onto that player, and have some interactive questions at the end of the books, some content that we think might be especially interesting for vets.
That's awesome.
Also, the Zoo Buds, if you want to go down to the younger generation, ages 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, we have 3 different sets of stuffed animals that have a little solar-powered audio player.
Aww.
That sits in the pockets in the front.
I need one of those.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah
it's they have music stories, things that are age appropriate for those various age groups. I wanted to do something special for kids before they're old enough, 9 years old, to come to one of our camps. And so I started back at 3 and 4, 5 and 6, and then 7, 8 and 9.
What a great service.
Three things in there as well.
Calvin, we're going to be going to break in about a minute. So if you'd like to give people the contact information again, the how-tos, now is the time to do it.
Okay. Our phone number is 888-213-0003. Our website, lib.guide, to get our services. That's lib. I think of it as library guide, lib.guide.
And when you call, don't forget to say you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us tonight, Calvin. It was very
You're
nice
welcome.
To meet you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Calvin.
Thank you
for
inviting me on board. Thank you so much. We're going to go to break.
Take care.
Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Don't go away. We shall be right back. With our next guest. Don't go away. We got trivia coming up. We got a lot more coming on. There they are. There's the castanets. Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly 2 decades, offers comprehensive eye examination, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration in a state-of-the-art facility. with the most up-to-date technology. You'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now, 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
Does your organization struggle with making their website accessible? Monsito's all-in-one platform helps you address and fix issues like web accessibility, quality assurance, content, policies, and more. Monsito's software streamlines ADA compliance. It will scan your domain to find any possible violations. In the dashboard, you will immediately get an overview of how your website is performing. Monsito uses machine learning and AI to prioritize issues, so you'll always know where to focus your efforts. Improve your website's accessibility, save yourself time, money, and potential headache. Optimize your website today. To find out more, visit Monsito.com, M-O-N-S-I-D-O.com, or call 858-281-2185.
Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind, NIB, and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training program. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
Why use MacuHealth for visual performance and macular degeneration?
In 2016, it was shown by level one evidence, that's the most robust scientific evidence that exists, that if you supplement with a formulation that contains lutein, zeaxanthin, and crucially, mesozeaxanthin, that formulation is commercially known as MacuHealth, that you will improve your vision even if you have normal healthy eyes and even if you think you already have maximum and optimal vision. So in other words, this is a game changer. The use of MacuHealth to improve vision in normal healthy people is the most important advance in eye science since the invention of spectacles.
Visit us at MacuHealth.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. And this is your host, Michael. And folks, don't forget our website. Check us out. Go to blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Let me turn it over right now to Sheila Young. Sheila?
Yes, sir.
Woo. You're on, Sheila Young.
Thank you, Michael. We are now being joined by Erwin Hott from Newsreel Magazine. He is the editor of Newsreel. And Erwin, are you in Ohio?
Yep, Columbus, Ohio.
Well, welcome. Thank you for
Thanks
joining
for
us.
Thanks for having me.
Give the new listeners an idea of what Newsreel is and what you offer, because there may be people out there that have never heard of Newsreel before.
Say it ain't so.
Yes, a unique audio magazine. I'm the editor. And subscribers are the ones who primarily send in the articles. We get articles by email. Some people record, for example, files on their iPhones and email them. We'll still get files on cassette, some messages by phone, and I edit those into the three-hour magazine. So we might have discussions about Braille or using the light cane or guide dogs. A couple months ago, I did a demo of the new Amazon Basics microwave. And we have some recipes. We have some fun. So it's 3 hours every month. And we'll be glad to send out sample issues if people give us a call.
And what, you said people, just anybody could send you an article?
Well, we prefer articles from subscribers. We will put articles on from non-subscribers if we have time. And almost all the articles are from subscribers. Mm-hmm. And mostly about blindness or disability, but not totally. Mm-hmm. We do have some music sometimes that our subscribers send in. So it's a pretty wide variety of material.
Do you do articles about traveling as a blind person, that kind of stuff?
Yes, we certainly have. We had a lady on in, I believe it was May, talking about going on cruises. We had somebody on in June who talked about going, I think it was to Disney World and riding some of the rides and not riding some of the rides. So we're really dependent a lot on what our subscribers send in. So I never know from 1 month to the other quite what we'll have on.
And it comes out monthly, so does it come out at the beginning of the month?
Yeah, generally, the June issue went out, for example, at the end of May.
Mm-hmm.
The July issue will probably go out on July 1st, I think.
And this is a three-hour magazine, is that correct?
Right. It is audio only.
Mm-hmm.
We are still doing four-track cassette, although fewer and fewer of those. We're doing a cartridge or thumb drive in MP3 format. We do download from our website, and we also do MP3 CDs.
Do our customers or your patrons finding it difficult to get a cartridge player at this point?
Cartridge player, no, because NLS, of course, has their cartridge player. And
I'm sorry, I didn't mean cartridge. Yeah. I meant cassette. Yeah.
Yes, cassettes are getting harder to find. The players, new anyway, mm-hmm. are almost impossible to mm-hmm. find. And it's getting harder to get cassettes. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure how much longer we'll do cassettes. Also, of course, if our cassette duplicators break down, then we're out of luck. So right. I don't expect cassettes to be around for too much longer.
Right.
But a lot of people are switching to cartridges.
Right. If anybody has any questions for Irwin, please call in 407-894-1680. So what's the process to become a subscriber?
Well, easiest thing is to call us. And it's 888-723-8737. And we'll be glad to send out a three-month trial for anybody who wants to give it a try. And we do mail free matter for the blind. And the cartridges you have to send back to get the next month.
Mm-hmm.
And our latest project is our third cookbook. We're doing a 60 years of cooking, basically. And recipes sent in by our subscribers. And right now it's available in regular and large print and in Braille. And we'll do audio versions, but down the road. So it's just come out, and I'm so happy to say the Braille came out first.
That's excellent.
Yeah, so anything from breakfast to desserts, side dishes, main dishes, just over 100 recipes
wow.
in the book. Yeah.
I want to try them all out as long as somebody else cooks for me.
Okay, well.
Sheila, will you come over to my house
sure.
and cook for me?
Sure. Okay. I'll come to Little Rock to cook for you.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, Irwin, how did you get started in this whole field?
Well, I'm totally blind,
mm-hmm.
and I was one of the co-founders of the Central Ohio Radio Reading Service here in Columbus. And got involved kind of as a volunteer with Newsreel, because Stanley Doran was the one who started Newsreel several years after he started Pilot Dogs. And it started out as a way for pilot graduates to keep in touch with each other.
Oh, wow.
And it grew much into many other things after that. And for a long time, Stanley did it on his dining room table, basically. And I'd come out and help with repairing duplicators and doing a lot of other things. And I got more involved when Newsreel moved downtown, first, again, as a volunteer, and then I started doing some editing and took over primarily as editor in 91, and then took over actually as editor in 97 after Stanley passed away. So I've been involved for quite some time and just love it. It's part-time. It's a challenge every month, but I really enjoy doing it and kind of watching the issue go together.
Now, do you go out and talk to groups, or do you just depend on letting people know through avenues like this?
Well, a lot of it's avenues like this. We do some appearances at Lions clubs, but it's really hard to find individual blind people that way. What we depend on a lot are things like this and word of mouth from other subscribers to let people know that the Newsreel exists.
Do you set up at conventions?
We have sometimes done that. The problem is we're extremely small. We're three part-time people and don't have much of a budget. So we've done, I think, what, three ACB conventions, especially if they're close by. We did the one in Columbus. We've been to Louisville. But it's when you have to pay so much for a table, plus all the travel and hotel costs, it's for us, it's really difficult to do that on a regular basis.
Right. Now, how do you get funding for the cartridges and cassettes?
We have had a gentleman who actually donated, I don't know, 3,000 or 4,000 cassettes a few years ago. If you buy the cartridges in quantity, I won't say you get them at a reasonable price, but you get them at as
more
good a price as you're going to find.
More reasonable.
Yeah, a little more reasonable. Yeah. We have several organizations who do give us grants. It's Kate Stangerman, our executive director, who's responsible for that. And then there is a monthly or a yearly subscription fee for the magazine, and that varies a little bit. Downloading, for example, is $25 a year. That's for 12 issues. And the cartridge is read and return, and that's $30. And $10 for the cartridge and the mailer, unless you supply your own. And cassettes are $30, and the CDs are $40.
So you can download it as a member every month.
Right.
For $25 a year.
$25 a year. Yeah, and that involves calling us and signing up, and we accept Visa, MasterCard, or Discover card, check, money order. And then we have to set you up with a username and password on our website, download the issues.
And how can people go online and look up about Newsreel?
It's Newsreel Mag, NewsreelMag.org.
And phone number for people that might be interested?
Yep, 614-469-0700 or 888-723-8737. Or you can email us at info@newsreelmag.org.
Well, what I find exciting about it is these are articles that are written by blind and visually impaired persons for blind and visually impaired persons.
Right, so, that's what makes it so unique.
Yeah, I think that's exciting because sighted people really don't understand what it's like to be blind.
Right.
And they try to write articles for the blind, but they really don't get it.
Right,
so
yep.
I just think that's wonderful. So,
yeah, it's a lot of fun. I've learned a lot and hope that, you know, I've provided some information in return when I've been putting the issue together.
That's wonderful. Sharon, you got any questions?
I don't know.
What do you don't know?
I find that hard to believe. Yeah.
I don't know. I think you That's covered first, them all, yeah. Sheila.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I said, but the cookbook I mentioned earlier is $20.
That's very reasonable for a cookbook.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It's 140 pages in Braille.
Wow.
That's one volume.
There you go.
And so, is it UEB?
It is not.
Okay, good.
We have a lot of... Our general sense seemed to be that we should not do it in UEB.
That's probably smart... I mean, I am a Braille teacher and a Braille reader, but not efficient. But I'll tell you, the UEB has thrown a lot of people...
It's thrown yeah. for a curve. Loop, I can
yeah.
tell you.
One yeah, thing. The only thing I like better about UEB is I find it easier to read websites and email addresses in UEB.
Right, right. And so, you know, one of the things that as CEO at World Services for the Blind, we'd love to be able to share your information. And, you know, that's one of the ways that you can expand a little bit about not having to get tables and what have you is all the outreach that we do. I'm more than happy to always partner with organizations that can do that. So maybe you and I should talk beyond this. So
sure. We can you and Kate, our executive director, can talk and maybe work something out.
Sharon, I'll give you Erwin's email and you two can write to each other.
Great, thank you.
Lynn, you rock.
I know I do.
Right.
Thank you, Erwin, very
much. Thank you, Mr. Erwin.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
We'll be talking to you soon.
And everything's on our website. Anything you want to know about any company is on our website.
Have a good night, Erwin.
Thank you.
Stay well, Erwin. Take care. Thanks for coming on.
Bye.
And don't forget to go to our website. If anything you want to know from any listener, anybody calling in, any advertiser, it's all on our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
So you know, we have 7 minutes that you guys can talk until the top of the hour.
Can we do a trivia?
If you want to.
Let's do a trivia.
Which one is that?
Sheila.
Sheila's was the last one.
That
was the last one.
No, I'm talking. It's the first one I sent to you, Chris.
Summer.
Yeah, he's nodding his head. It is pouring out.
Okay, let's do Sheila's first.
Oh, my gosh.
Not Gary.
Boy, I feel right at home. Here we go.
Trivia time. Phone number to call in for trivia time, 407-894-1680. Trivia time, 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song?
Here we go. Everybody's dancing.
Sundown is near the minute. Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match.
Any calls coming in yet, Lynn?
Lynn?
Yes. Yeah, Lynn.
I don't know.
You can see him.
I don't have the monitor anymore. They don't have the monitor.
I didn't say that. Can you see?
407-894-1680. Come on, my friends. You know who sings that song.
I don't know until Chris gives me the A-OK.
Oh. Is he on the phone?
Yeah, he's on the phone.
He's on the phone.
Of course he's on the phone. Yeah.
I hope somebody
knows. So, Sharon, what's doing Little Rock, Arkansas?
Oh, boy. I tell you, I think one of the new vocational programs that we need to take up is ARC building. You know,
carpenters. You need carpenters.
We need carpenters. We need boat builders there. Yeah. I tell you, it's been really bad. The weather, you know, we've had over 50 inches of rain since January. And so there's been a lot of floods. The river just finally crested this week last week. And they actually say that some of the smaller rivers and tributaries are actually flowing backwards. I mean, that's a real phenomenon.
And
here
in Florida, we've had no rain except the last few days.
Really? And you.
No, that's okay.
Oh, okay. And so you know, that's one of the things that, in all seriousness, talking about the vocational programs, is that people who's been displaced by the flooding, who's blind and visually impaired in families, if there's room that's needed while they rebuild houses and what have you, they can always give WSB a call. And we do have room at the end, and we do have resources for you. So please do give me a call.
Yeah, we're going to talk more to you about that after, in our second hour. But right now, I think we have a...
We have two great callers
for
on Sheila the phone
Song.
Line.
Yay!
Yay!
We're going to take a journey over to Crystal Beach, Florida.
Crystal Beach.
We're going to go over to ATL. We call it Hotlanta.
Hotlanta.
Oh, cool.
All right, so Hotlanta. Who's first on the
line? Our first caller is all the way from Crystal Beach, Florida.
Where's Crystal Beach? I don't know. We're all asking that. Is that the West Coast?
Where's Crystal Beach? Where's Crystal Beach?
Pretty good. Hey, I'm going to take a stab at it. Was it the Lovin' Spoon?
Yeah. There you go. Woo! Who is this?
Before I say anything, first of all, who are you?
Right. I'm Jim. Jim Warman in Crystal Beach.
Where's Crystal Beach? Where are you? Where's Crystal Beach?
That's over here in Eugene Batke's on the Pinellas Council.
Yep.
Oh, so it's near Clearwater.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, I know, Jim.
All right. Well, you just won yourself a $10 gift card. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts. Enjoy the donuts or the ice cream, Baskin Robbins.
Give Chris your address in case we don't have it. And thank,
all right, Sheila. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Okay. Hold on one moment, Jim. Do not hang up.
Yes, and let's talk to the person in Atlanta, Georgia.
All right, Georgia, you're on my mind. How you doing?
Georgia.
I'm doing all right. How about you?
So who are you from Georgia?
Paul.
Hi, Paul. How are you tonight?
How you doing, Paul?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
Doing all right. It is going to be rainy all week.
Yeah, I just left Atlanta. It's terrible up there.
Will you call in for trivia, Paul?
Yeah, somebody stole it from me.
Yeah,
well, that's all right. You can try next time.
You can try again. We'll have some other trivia going on then.
Well, we're glad you're listening. Thank you.
Keep on listening and keep on calling in.
Stay dry.
Because
it's raining. It's raining here too.
We needed the rain here in Georgia and Florida, because in Florida we had no rain for a long
time. Grass is dead.
Yeah.
Well, it kind of did that here too, and now we're flooding. So that's what's going on here.
Yeah, it's bad there.
Well, be safe.
Be safe.
Oh yeah.
Thank you, Paul.
All right.
Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye bye.
You have time to do another one?
No. It's 2 minutes to. We'll do that when we come back after the first hour.
I heard you laughing, Sheila.
You and your trivia.
I love trivia.
Michael just needs to have a trivia show.
Yeah, there you go.
Right?
Yep. Lots of money.
The blind and beyond trivial show.
Did you say trivial?
Yes, she did.
She said trivial. All right. What you got, Chris? Anything? Or are we going to go to the top of the hour?
Any more callers calling in?
Nope. That's it. That's all she wrote. That's all we got. That's all it is to the second hour.
Okay.
So, you know, it's about 30 seconds before the second hour, so
we
do what
we do. Say goodbye, Michael, for 30 seconds.
Goodbye, Michael.
Well, but we'll be back.
Oh, not us, huh?
No.
We'll be right back, folks. Don't go away. You can listen to these two nutballs.
Hey.
We resemble that remark.
Exactly.
Sharon, you're
listen,
so funny.
Folks, stay tuned. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. Blind and Beyond Radio Nation.
Radio Notion?
Wait a minute. See, I got infected by these two girls.
It's the notion.
My brain.
We're the notion.
We're the notion in the ocean.
Blind and Radio Nation is here for you. Don't go away. I got surrounded by three women. One I can always take, my wife. But
lucky you.
I'm telling you something.
Yeah, you're complaining?
Wow. We're not complaining.
We'll be right back.
Jeez.